Hello, everybody. Before we dive into today's episode, we are brought to you by Elite Sweets. Elite Sweets is redefining the way we think about sweets with their elite donuts. The Elite Donut is a better-for-you donut that is packed with 13 grams of protein, gluten-free, keto-friendly, and contains only 1 gram of sugar. As I'm recording this today, Elite Sweets recently came out with their new shelf-stable donut. So the donuts that we all love from Elite Sweets are now shelf-stable. You no longer have to put them in the fridge or freeze them. You can keep them right there in your pantry, bring them with you on the go, and they're good to go. I love Elite Sweets. They are always packed at our house, ready to go for a snack that is indulgent, but it doesn't ruin all of the hard-earned work you're doing outside the kitchen. Again, it's high in protein, gluten-free, keto-friendly, and contains only 1 gram of sugar. They have a new flavor, maple, which is delicious. You can get yours today at elitedonut.com or on Amazon, the two easiest places to get the donuts. By using code ShaneWhite30, you'll also get 30% off your order. They're also popping out into retail, so keep an eye out right as of today, filming this before the podcast. They're in 7-Eleven in the Dallas area, so if you're listening to this from Dallas, you can head over to 7-Eleven and pick up some Elite Donuts for yourself. Like I said, they're delicious. Give them a shot. Use code ShaneWhite30 for 30% off your order at elitedonut.com or on Amazon. We're also brought to you by Routine. When we sleep, we lose between a pound and 1.5 pounds of water from expelling vapors, sweating, for lots of different reasons, mainly from sweating. When you wake up in the morning, you have the cup of coffee. First thing you do, you just dehydrate yourself even further. So why not use a product like Morning Routine? It's a single serve packet that contains half an organic lemon, 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar, Himalayan sea salt, all 6 essential electrolytes, and most importantly, no sugar. I tear one of these, mix it into a little cup of water, usually with my pre-workout or something first thing in the morning. I genuinely feel more hydrated, more vibrant, more ready to go for the day once I have my morning routine. It is really strange. It's one of those products that if I don't use it consistently, I do genuinely feel a major difference in just the way I feel throughout my morning and ultimately my day. So check out Morning Routine. If you want to give it a shot, go to their website, yourroutine.com. Use code ShaneWhite30 at checkout for 30% off your first order. We're also brought to you today by NeuroRoast. NeuroRoast is a company dedicated to helping you optimize your brain function and overall well-being. NeuroRoast's flagship product is their premium mushroom coffee, which is made with an organic single origin coffee and their signature blend of 5 different functional mushrooms: cordyceps, lion's mane, reishi, turkey tail, and chaga. Mushroom coffee is a new and exciting way to supercharge your day. Unlike regular coffee, which can cause jitters and crashes, mushroom coffee provides a more balanced and sustained energy boost, allowing you to stay focused and productive throughout the day. And with NeuroRoast's ground and instant coffee options, you can enjoy the benefits of mushroom coffee wherever and whenever you need it. And here's some great news for my listeners today. NeuroRoast is offering an exclusive discount code just for you. If you want to use code ShaneWhite during checkout at NeuroRoast.com, that's NeuroRoast.com, you can get 30% off your order. Whether you choose ground or instant options, they're all available for you. And again, that's code ShaneWhite30 for 30% off your order at NeuroRoast.com. So if you're looking for a natural and delicious way to boost your focus, memory, and overall cognitive function, give NeuroRoast Mushroom Coffee a try. With their commitment to quality and sustainability, you can trust that you're getting the best possible coffee for your brain and your body. And again, one last time, don't forget to use the code ShaneWhite30 at checkout to save 30% off your order. For all of you listening today, I will add the links for NeuroRoast, Routine, and Elite Sweets to the show notes. So go there, click on the links, and don't forget to use the discount code to get some percentages off. All right, everybody, thanks for listening. The episode is up next. All right. right, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Shane White Show. I am pumped today to have Mumin El-Tayeb on the podcast. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Perfect.
Was that good?
Killed it.
This podcast can be over. There we go. We did it. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm pumped to have you on. So we're learning all about not just the company we'll talk about here in a second that you started a couple of years back, but your story of getting here today, and the company we'll hit on is Neuroast. Is that pronounced correctly too?
Neuroast? Yeah, it could be pronounced a couple different ways, but we typically say Neuroast.
Okay.
So it has like the sense. Neuro in it, because again, like cognitive function, that kind of stuff. So it was actually a funny story. It was originally Neuroast. Okay. And really quickly into that, we got hit with a cease and desist letter from Neuro Coffee, which no longer really exists.
I was gonna say, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, they no longer exist. So what we decided was we just took out the second RO and made it Neuroast, and it kind of
totally
it's kind
sense.
Of a blessing in disguise, honestly, because we think it's a smoother name and it sounds better than Neuroast.
I would totally agree. I think that's way better anyway. Well,
cool. Exactly.
Well, thanks for coming on the show.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm pumped to introduce you for everyone listening. I obviously introduced you and gave already we already dropped the name of the company, but would you just give everyone a real quick overview of who you are and the company?
Absolutely. So again, my name is Mumin, the co-founder of Neuroast Mushroom Coffee, which is premium coffee. We typically use Colombian coffee mixed with adaptogens, mushrooms, that help with cognitive function, overall health, immunity, really high in antioxidants and all of that. And we currently sell ground coffee, but we just released our instant coffee, which we're really excited about, to make drinking Neuroast a lot more convenient for people that don't use coffee machines or French presses and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
So we started the company almost 5 years ago.
Isn't that crazy?
I can't believe it. It's weird to say, but it's been almost 5 years now. And my co-founder is Alex Curtis. He's awesome, killing it. We're excited to be expanding and growing and telling more people about it.
Hell yeah. Well, hopefully we can get a lot of people on the podcast giving it a try.
Absolutely.
The first question I have to really back up is, how did you guys even come up with this idea? I mean, do you have a background in coffee or food science or any of that? Or what's your background and how did you guys come up with this idea?
So I have a background in I went to college for business economics, and my co-founder, Alex, was a major in dietetics. So he's really been into nutrition and health, and I myself was really into nutrition and health as well. And it was really Alex's idea. He came to me with it. He knew I was into health and wellness. He knew I was, I had an entrepreneur mindset. So he came to me with the idea, and this was 5 years ago when, mushroom coffee wasn't really very trendy. It was, very up and coming, but, he worked with some supplement brands that actually used some of these mushrooms in their pre-workouts
because it has
a lot of, performance benefits, with energy levels and all that. So he did a little bit of market research before presenting it to me. And he saw that on, Google Trends, it was mushroom coffee was, in the search engine was going up and up. And he saw that there was, only one really major company out there doing it, Four Sigmatic, which has really led the movement of mushroom coffee and drinking mushrooms here to America. And he's the owner is originally from Europe. So he was on the forefront of, bringing the mushroom coffee here. It's been used in the East for thousands of years. And, in Asia and other parts, they've used it for a really long time. And it's new to us here in the West, but people have been taking advantage of, the benefits of mushrooms for a very long time. We saw that the market, was growing in demand, and there wasn't a lot of companies doing it. At the time, there was, maybe a handful of companies, and none of them had flavored coffee. So we decided to start this brand, and just we hit the ground running. You know, he came to me with the idea. 2 weeks later, you know, we bought some coffee, we bought some mushrooms, and in my Manhattan apartment, we were mixing it up and bagging it up, and you know, created the social media and the website really quickly, and just was telling, you know, friends and family about it. And at first, it was just friends and families buying it, and then, you know, we started growing slowly and organically, and
Sure.
you know,
So when he came to you with the idea, what was your initial thought? Like, did you think it was a good idea? Do you think it was a little like, was it a strange
So,
idea? Was it something you got excited about?
You know, initially I thought it was a little bit strange, but I'm into that kind of stuff. Like, you know, I want to be on the cutting edge and, you know, be ahead of the game. Once I did a little bit of research into it and saw, you know, I understood some of the benefits of mushrooms, but before then I wasn't really dabbling too much in the whole mushroom situation. So I thought it was a little bit interesting, but when I did more research and looked into it and the opportunity, I was like, you know, this is a no-brainer. The company Four Sigmatic is you know, an international company doing really big things, and there was nobody, you know, that was really competing against them and you know, adding value to the industry. So we were like, you know, I feel like we can do this, and it was an easy start. I mean, some businesses take a lot of upfront money to do, but this, you know, we were able to start small and slowly scale up.
Yeah, because like
So.
I always talk on here about going zero to one. So, taking an idea and then actually having a product or a service, there's a that whole going to zero to one is the inflection point that a lot of people stop at. So for you guys, it sounded like, I mean, did you guys really know? I mean, I'm sure the answer here is no, like anybody that starts anything, but did you guys know what you were doing as far as like where to get the mushrooms, like where to get the coffee? Like, how did you go about that, even that simple of a process at the beginning?
It was really intimidating at first. Like, you know, there's so much to do. Where are we gonna get the packaging, the mushrooms, the coffee? Who's gonna blend it? How are we gonna package it? And all of that stuff. But then, you know, and I see it in a lot of my friends and family that come to me, and they're like, "Hey, I have this idea and I want to start it." But I'm like, "How do I do this? How do I do this?" You know, once you like, you know, start doing a little bit of research and looking into it, and searching for mushroom suppliers, searching for coffee, looking at different packaging, it's really not as difficult as, you know, it may seem at first. So I always encourage people to, like, you know, try to jump into it and get something out there, and, you know, have iterations of it. I mean, New Roast, the formula has changed multiple times, the packaging has changed, you know, we keep improving. But I think the you know, what really led to our success was just like putting ourselves out there, you know. You know, just creating a brand, getting the social media, the website done, and just having a product out there. I mean, we started with, you know, packaging that would blank packaging we'd buy from Amazon, and we ordered, you know, custom stickers, and we'd slap the stickers on it and then mix the coffee, and we had heat sealers, and we just, like, you
You
know,
just figured it
did a
out.
bunch of research and figured it out. And you know, once you get into it, you know, you get the ball rolling, then you have that momentum, and you keep on going. But if you keep, you know, if you try to have a perfect product right off the gate, it's going to take you forever to start. And then, you know, you might give up between that zero and one that you're talking about.
For sure. And for you guys, I know just from talking to you before we started the podcast, it wasn't like you guys also didn't have anything else going on, right? Like, you guys both have other full-time jobs, correct, when you started this?
We currently, both of us have full-time jobs. I'm in business development and sales, and it's a smaller company that I work with, so I wear a bunch of hats there. And Alex is a brand manager and full-time
Oh,
job,
yeah.
doing really well. So both of us have good day jobs. I mean, the ultimate goal, ideally, is to build New Roast out into a brand where, you know, we could, you know, fund our, you know, lifestyles, fund our, you know, selves, and also and be able to leave everything behind and just focus on our business.
Sure.
That's ultimately the goal. But at the moment, we've really automated New Roast and everything really well. So there's not too much that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. So that allows us to, you know, kind of do both until we reach that point where we could, you know, solely focus on New Roast.
That makes a ton of sense, and I give you a lot of credit for that, because I think a lot of people get scared of, not scared, but maybe they're hesitant to, they think it's not possible to do both. And I mean, I did the same thing for the first year of the business that I now run, and I almost think there's almost an advantage to it, because it pressures you to decide how important it is to you. Because you don't have all day to do it. You usually have, maybe
No.
between a couple meetings, you have nights, you have weekends. So it
Yeah.
kind of forces you to decide, is it just something that's a cool idea, or is it something you actually want to start?
Yeah, and it's also, you're going to be more efficient with your time. You're like, okay, I only have 2 hours a day to do this. Like, I'm going to really, do everything I can during these 2 hours rather than procrastinating and taking your time with things. And I tell everybody, I mean, do both until your business gets to the point where you don't need your day job anymore. And it also allows you to grow the business quicker, in my opinion. So rather than drying out the business of funds and, spending it on ourselves, paying us a salary, we have our own salaries, we have our own day jobs, we're doing well, and then we're able to reinvest all of the profits Neuros makes back into the business, buying larger volumes of mushrooms and coffee and, decreasing our, overall cost of each bag by, doing larger product runs and investing in new product ideas like the instant coffee. And we have a ton of other d ideas in the pipeline, but it allows you to keep the money that's being made within the business and growing it rather than, drying it out and paying yourself a salary from the business. So,
No, that's super smart. Yeah. Because I
yeah.
mean, otherwise you'd have, I mean, especially living in New York, right? You'd have to be taking
Yeah.
something, I'm sure, to survive.
Yeah,
Unless you had a nice little nest
definitely.
egg. Now, if
Yeah.
you have a wife too, so I mean, that's not. I've had that on my side. I know how that goes.
Right.
You don't want to have no money coming in. That's not gonna work.
Exactly. So, the consistent money coming in, as long as you don't absolutely hate your day job, I'd say stick with it until your business is in a comfortable place where you can just transition into, paying yourself a salary from the business without, drying it out.
And do you work remote in the other job you have?
Yeah, I was actually remote before COVID, before it was
Oh,
cool to be
nice.
remote. So it that and the president of my company, I was friends with him prior, and he just knew me, and we became friends. He was a previous client of mine, and he was like, "You'd be awesome for this position, this business development position. It's fun, it's cool, it's remote, so you have the flexibility to work on your business as well." So, I went in there. Yeah, they went in there with the understanding that I have my own business as well, and so I have that flexibility to do the stuff I need to for my business, and also, do really well in my day job as well.
I was gonna say that's really cool, especially if you work for a company that's cool with you working on your side
Right,
hustle. That's about as good of a world as you can get.
and Alex is the same. He actually got this brand. I wouldn't, correlate it directly to Neurost, but he's amazing at what he does. But he actually, on your resume, you put co-founder of this company, talk about some of the successes we've had with it, and
Sure. Oh, yeah.
that, allowed them to see, firsthand experience, as to what he could do with a brand.
Oh
So,
yeah, especially as a brand manager, I'm sure. Oh, both you guys, business development, being a brand
right.
manager, like I would agree with you that it doesn't matter how much experience you have doing that exact same job at another company, like being able to be entrepreneurial and then
Exactly.
a corporate organization, if they see that you're able to take just like a concept and start a company, like you obviously are way more creative than the average person that has just
Right.
been a brand manager their whole life.
Exactly. So,
Very cool.
both of our it's awesome that both of our companies know what we're getting what they're getting themselves into. They know we have another company,
Sure.
but they're comfortable with that. And it allows us to have the flexibility to, do both.
That's awesome, man. This is gonna sound like a dumb question, but I remember way back in the day, the reason I'm asking this is I messed around. I had a buddy of mine, I'm trying to think what year this was. It was probably like 2018. We were messing around with coffee additives. And I know one of the things we messed around with was CBD. We were trying to come up with like a CBD coffee, which was like the whole hype back in like 2017, 2018. But I remember we never went very far with the concept. It was just an idea. When you guys started, because I maybe I just don't understand this with ground coffee. Like if I think about the ground coffee I have upstairs, it's just, well, actually I usually have whole beans and then I have a coffee maker that grinds it.
Grinds it up and then yeah.
So for you guys that you're selling, it's mushroom coffee. Do you have like, are you grinding mushrooms and grinding coffee and then the combination somehow works together?
That's exactly right. So the mushrooms are, you know, dried out mushrooms that are grinded really, really finely. And then the coffee is, you know, obviously starts off as a bean and then it gets grinded up. And then so the mushroom extract, the powder and the coffee grinds get mixed up together. We usually have, depending on the product, between 500 milligrams and 1,000 milligrams of mushroom per serving.
It's quite a bit, isn't it?
It's quite a bit. So yeah, up to like a gram a serving of mushroom. So it's a good amount because some people will drink a couple cups of coffee a day, and so you'll have a couple grams there. But yeah, it's just really fine mushroom powder and ground coffee mixed up. And we use five different mushrooms.
Very cool. What mushrooms do you guys use?
So we use lion's mane, cordyceps, reishi, turkey tail, and chaga. And you know, so there's millions of species of mushrooms. There's so many different kinds, most of them of which we haven't named or don't know very much about. Yeah, there's so much. And mushrooms are really, really interesting. They actually, you know, in all over underground, you know, they have a network of mycelium that's, you know, throughout all of the world. There's actually a really great documentary on Netflix called Fantastic Fungi. And I would recommend
it, I've seen it on there. Okay.
Yeah. I would totally recommend it. It'll blow your mind. Mushrooms are, you know, I don't want to say magical because people are going to get the wrong idea, but mushrooms are really an amazing thing, and they have really amazing benefits. And we use USDA certified organic mushrooms and certified organic coffee, so our product is completely organic and tastes really great.
That's really cool. And so when you guys at first were you guys, and I know I'm really getting into the weeds here, but I find this interesting.
Of course, like
your first few batches, and even when you first started packaging it out of your apartment, were you just having like two blenders or two grinders and you were just kind of grinding both and mixing them?
So we would get the coffee already ground and we get the mushrooms already in powdered form.
Oh, okay, that's helpful.
So we literally, like, this just shows you, you know, how easily you can start a business. You know, not all businesses, but you can start off relatively, you know, easily. We got like this big bucket and we had a scale and we'd weigh out the coffee. We'd have the ratio between mushroom and coffee and we'd have a scale and we'd throw it all in the bucket, mix it up, you know, put the packaging on a scale and put the correct amount, and then, you know, heat seal it.
Okay.
Throw on the labels, and that was it. Like, that's how we started. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And how long did you guys stay in that? Like, how long were you guys doing it from your apartment, you think?
So, you know, in the beginning phases, we just really wanted to get something going and have our family and friends try it out. So we were okay doing it in our apartment. But once we started selling it online and to you know, the public, we went ahead and got a kitchen, a commercial kitchen that we would rent out.
Yeah.
That was, you know, certified and had all the licensing that was necessary for us to have and all of that kind of stuff. So we did it there. We would bring all of our supplies there, all the coffee and the mushrooms, and then we'd use their equipment to mix it up, blend it, and package it. So we probably did it in my apartment for the first month or two, just selling to family and friends. And then after that point, we rented the commercial kitchen and did the packaging there. Until
that's
we found
quick though. I mean,
yeah,
that's a pretty quick transition.
Yeah, just because we wanted, you know, legitimacy. We didn't want to be doing it out of our apartment. So every couple of weeks we'd rent out a place and for a few hours and just knock out as many bags as we could.
Oh, so you could just rent hourly time.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Nice. Okay.
So it was like you know, kind of like a bakery, a commercial bakery.
Okay.
And you know, they would close around 5 or 6 PM. and then they would allow us the space after that, and we do it on an hourly basis.
You're the second person in a row I've had on here that basically had the same kind of story. Like, I didn't know that was a
Really?
thing. Yeah, like you could just like find a bakery that is down to like once they close, they're like, yeah, you can come in and use our stuff. That's so cool. I didn't
Yeah,
even know that was a thing.
I mean, if you think about it, it's really, a genius idea for them. I mean, it's not in use, so why not rent it out? And, you leave the place as you found it, so you're not, you clean up after yourself and you put everything back
Right.
and all of that. So it's like, they're making, the most of their lease there,
Makes so much sense for sure. It
Yeah,
was it just
so
you two at that point? Like you guys would go in at night and do this?
yeah, exactly.
That's so cool. How many
Yeah.
days a like how many days a month were you guys doing that?
A couple. So we would, I mean, some at one point it was like once a week. It was, every other week, then it was once a week. And then finally we found, because it was really difficult to find a coffee roaster that was willing to accept, mushrooms shipped to them, and they'd mix it and then they'd package it. A lot of them didn't accept any outside products. So
Oh, really?
yeah, they didn't allow for anything outside. It was just like, if you wanted to, use their coffee and private label and all of that, that's fine. But otherwise, they're not allowing you to ship things to them so they can mix it and package it for you. But finally, we found a really amazing roaster here in New York that allowed us to, allows us to supply the mushrooms, ship it over to them, send them their packaging. They source the coffee directly from Colombia.
Oh,
We
cool.
the facility's amazing. They do a really great job. Found them. And we have a really great partnership with them. They help us out.
Oh, that's nice. So now you guys have automated it to the point where you don't have to be in the
Exactly.
kitchens at late at night on a whatever
No,
night
no.
before. Oh, very cool. That had to be a huge unlock for you guys just from a time perspective.
Oh my God, it is incredible. It was like a huge relief. And the crazy part is ultimately it costs the same.
Oh, really? Well, that's a good thing for people to hear.
Yeah, we just had to reach like a certain volume where then it was just like equal, and we weren't doing any of the work.
Sure.
So, they source the coffee, they roast the coffee, they grind it, we send them the mushrooms, they mix everything up, they package everything for us in our bags. Here's a bag of our
Yeah, I
classic
love the
mushroom
bag. The bags
coffee.
are really great.
Yeah, and they're actually getting updated, like I mentioned to
Oh,
you
that's right. Yeah.
earlier. Yeah, so they're going to be, flat bottom. They're going to be more retail friendly, so it's going to be a little bit more narrow and have side, real estate for more designs and nutrition label and stuff like that. So they package it. They actually also do the fulfillment for our website orders.
Oh, that,
So,
you know what's funny?
yeah.
I was gonna ask you how that worked because when I ordered through their
Yeah.
website, I was like, I doubt he's like fulfilling these out of his
At
apartment.
one point we were
Yeah,
for a
right.
while we were, but yeah, they do the fulfillment for our website, and then we send, probably half of whatever our product run is over to Amazon, and then so we have FBA,
Yeah.
Amazon sends out our product right away, and then they take care of our website orders. So, every month or so we have to just coordinate a product run. And then everything else is pretty much automated.
Right. Wow. Good for you guys. I mean,
Yeah.
for everyone listening, that's you guys to me, in my opinion. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people on here, so I think I've heard all the different ways you can go about doing it. If you can make that work, the way you just did and the what you just walked us through, I mean, that's about as good as it gets in food and beverage, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's difficult. And I can give you an example of a company that I started that I kind of we had to like put on hold because it was not as easy to scale up and start up as Neuros was. So I have here Bio Shrooms, Shroom
Oh,
Rush. This is
cool.
actually this we created this after Neuros because there was a market for mushrooms and we thought we could do this really well, but
I mean, that packaging looks fantastic too.
yeah, so it's basically it's a pre-workout that has mushroom extracts in it.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So it's a formula that we created, all of the best ingredients that we've tried and enjoyed throughout the past, working out. Both of us love working out, and it also has lion's mane and cordyceps as well. So this you couldn't just mix it up in your apartment. This has about it, this is an all natural product that, but it has, vitamin B6, vitamin B9, vitamin B12, beta alanine, lion's mane cordyceps, and a variety of other, supplements that you can't just order and mix up in your apartment. This had to be done, at a big time, manufacturer that has all of
Sure.
these ingredients. So, the minimum order quantity was high. The price per unit was high until you got to like 10,000 units or higher.
Yeah.
So this was a company that was, and it was also the pre-workout market is also really saturated and
It's tough. Yeah, that's a
marketing is
busy one.
expensive. Yeah. So, we tried it out and it was a little bit too expensive to get going. We had to, a lot of a big initial investment, rather than Neuros, which is a small, investment, and we can just grow organically and build up that way. So, it really depends on the company you're trying to start. Some are really easy to start, and some you need a little bit more capital and investment up front.
Sure, sure.
So we decided to, rather than split our time between the two products, we were like, Neuros is doing well. We really love it. We believe in it. And, let's spend our resources building this up rather than, splitting our focus. And then maybe, in the future, we can get BioShroom, Shroom Rush back in the picture.
No, it totally makes sense. So they're different brands. Are they, Oh, I know I was going to ask. Sorry, I'm going to back up. For you taught you hit on initial investment. I'm sure for people listening and hearing how cool that was, how quickly you were able to scale up NeuroRoast. What was? Do you remember? Like, what do you think was like an initial investment from both of you two to get that started?
So it was $1,000. So we started with $1,000, and our goal was to never add more of our personal money into
So
it because
$1,000 each,
no, $1,000 total.
total. Okay, so $500
Thousand
each.
thousand dollars. Yeah, $1,000 total. And bought the coffee, bought the mushrooms. We paid our designer. He had a friend that was a designer in the company that he worked on.
Nice.
Paid
That
her for the
helps.
logo. Yeah, that was the first thing we did actually. We figured out a name and we created a logo.
I mean, that's pretty great too that you're able to get the product and a logo created for that much.
Yeah, I mean, she was a friend, so she gave us, the friend
Sure.
discount.
Yeah.
And it was relatively simple. This is the same logo that we've had. This hasn't changed at all. The packaging has changed, the formula has changed, but the logo stays the same, and not many people, get it at first glance, but this is a mushroom. It's a coffee bean, with a mushroom stem.
Oh, I did. I always thought it was mushrooms. I didn't understand. I didn't see the coffee bean. That is cool. Yeah, I like it.
So, that stayed the same, but yeah, we spent the money on the logo. We ordered, some pounds of coffee, some mushrooms, blank packaging, ordered stickers, and that's really how we started.
Wow. Awesome. And you've never had to put more money in.
So recently we've taken out some loans to help with larger product runs because,
Okay.
going from 1,000 pound product run to 3,000 pounds saves you, X amount per unit, and you can buy higher volumes of mushrooms and more packaging. So we can, decrease the price per unit and, increase our margins. So, we've taken out, shorter term loans to do that. But we haven't gotten any investments from anybody. We've been asked and approached a bunch, but we don't think it's at the point where we can do it, on our own.
Okay.
We want to get it to a point where we're like, okay, we can't really go much further on our own. We need help from others, or, we need an investment or a partnership with somebody that can help us, 10x or whatever.
Sure.
So, but there's still so much that we want to do and we're capable of doing just on our own. And it'll increase the value of the company. So we don't want to, sell too soon.
You guys sound like you're very, very smart and have good head on your shoulders
I
around even just
appreciate
like
that, Shane.
financials. No, because it's funny. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people, and I think that's one thing that I'm a finance guy, so I obviously could not overlook that. But a lot of people, for good or for worse, I think they have an awesome concept and they get very excited about it, but losing track of what you just walked through can be very detrimental long term, right? And then you're at the mercy of investors, or you're at the mercy of raising more capital just to keep the dream going. That's tough. That's a tough place to be in.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so we're putting that off for, once we think we've, done everything we can and we have no, ability to grow even more, on our own, at least.
Yeah, got it. Okay, very cool. And so when you guys started, I know you said friends and family were obviously trying it and buying it from you guys. At that time, did you only have your website? Was that the first thing you launched?
Yeah, so we had the website and we had the social media platforms down, and that's really how it started.
Were you selling through the social media platforms immediately too?
We were marketing on the social media platforms, but they had to go to our website to order.
Okay. Yep. Got it.
Yeah, so and if I remember correctly, I think we were doing Facebook ads. We were running some Facebook ads, and for the first month or two, every time we'd get an order, I would text Alex, or he would text me. He'd be like, "Do you know this person? Do you know?" And I'm like, "Yeah, that's my cousin." And then I
Oh,
would text
okay,
the
yeah.
next person. I was like, "Do you know this person?" He's like, "Yeah, that's my, family friend." And then finally, one time, he texts me. He's like, "Do you know this person?" I'm like, "No, do you?" And he's like, "No." And I was like, "Wow, our first, order from somebody that we don't know."
That's got to be a
And
cool feeling.
yeah, that was an exciting moment for us. Because we were just, first for a while, it was just, family and friends and people we knew,
Yeah.
getting the word out there. But once we got somebody to buy that wasn't in our circle, it was just like,
How
this is
long do you think it
exciting.
took to get from like the launch to getting someone you didn't know?
I think it was like, almost 2 months. It was a couple months.
I mean, you think about it, you have no brand awareness.
Yeah, it was
You're just
nothing.
hoping and dreaming someone wants to buy what you're selling.
Yeah, we started from zero, so like, our social media didn't have a lot of followers, and we created the website ourselves. I mean, everything was me and Alex. I mean, we would hire like, the designer just on a freelance basis, like, can you do this for us? Can you do that for us? But we had no employees or anything like that. It was just us doing trying to spend as little as possible, so creating our own website, doing all the social media ourselves, posting pictures, all that kind of stuff. We just, keeping our cost as low as possible, so that, we can invest in other stuff.
Sure. Okay. That's awesome. No, that's really cool. You
Yeah.
guys were very diligent, it sounds like, from the start. So you were on your website. Wait, how long did it take till you guys were up and running on Amazon?
Right. Yeah, that was like a big moment for us when we were like, we're gonna get our Amazon listing. I'm not positive. I want to say 6 months.
Okay, 6 months after you
Yeah,
launched, you got on Amazon.
because they did ask for a bunch of paperwork and stuff. They
Yeah,
wanted,
they require all kinds of stuff.
yeah, they had a lot of different requirements, so it took us a while. You know what? On the safe side, I'd say like between 6 months and a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good amount of time. It gives you a chance to kind of get up and running on D2C and stand up,
Yeah.
all the processes there. That's awesome.
Yeah, and the first month or so, we're just, getting feedback from family and friends. We have, we do it like a touch of cinnamon in our classic roast, our
Nice.
classic bags. So initially we put a little too much cinnamon. They're like, "No, this is too much." And then we had to tone it down, and getting the ratio right, how many, milligrams of mushroom do we want first coffee, and all that. So the first month was, just really getting that formula right. And then after that, it was, let's try to sell this as much as possible.
That's really cool. That's really cool. 'Cause I would assume that process is like never ending,
Yeah,
right? I mean, you could always get better.
especially with Alex and I, you just keep on improving. Like with these bags, for instance, like people are always saying like, "This looks awesome. I love it." But we think we can do better. So we actually finished the design process for the new bags. Our next round of packaging is going to be our new bag, so we're super excited about that.
That's really cool.
Yeah, we're able to have, more information on it, and nutrition labels and a bunch of other cool stuff. So, when you see it on the shelf, because mushroom coffee is very new to a lot of people, so there's like, it's not easily, in like a 20-second Instagram story, it's hard to explain, the benefits and why you should be drinking mushroom coffee rather than just regular coffee.
Sure, yeah.
So, more real estate on the bag allows us to, tell a story and explain the benefits and how to drink it and all of that.
That, yeah, I was gonna say, there's, I'm sure that's the question you get the most, right? Is
Oh
like,
yeah.
we talked about it a little bit before, but it's like when people hear mushrooms, they think all kinds of things. Like if you kind of know what mushrooms are, I think a lot of people think about it as nootropics and
Exactly,
or
yeah.
nootropics and all kinds of, benefits. And then there's some people who probably think it has to do with drugs. So I'm sure you guys get
Exactly.
all kinds of questions along those
Yeah,
lines,
a
right?
lot of it is like, is it magic mushrooms? And I was like, no, like these are
That's a line extension later on, maybe.
exactly. So yeah, it's either like, magic mushrooms or, oh, I hate the taste of mushrooms. And I myself don't like it in food, like, the culinary mushrooms. But these really don't have flavor. The coffee tastes just like regular coffee. If anything, it's better. The mushrooms help neutralize the acidity in it, so it's not as harsh in your stomach. It's smoother. It has less caffeine than the average cup. So, you're not getting the jitters, and you're getting the additional benefits of these amazing mushrooms, the lion's mane for cognitive function, the cordyceps for, energy and performance. The chaga is one of the greatest sources of antioxidants there is. The reishi is like calming, so it doesn't give you the jitters, and turkey tail for overall health and digestion and stuff like that. So each one has, amazing benefits and multiple benefits, and all together, along with coffee, which we all love,
Yeah, for sure.
is a great combination. It's just like, why drink regular coffee when you can have mushroom coffee, which enhances the flavor and the benefits of it?
That was going to be one of my questions I forgot to ask early on was, I like mushrooms to a degree in my food,
Yeah.
and I'm probably not as much as the like someone who loves mushrooms for sure. It's not
Right,
me,
right.
but I was curious how if it had like a really powerful taste. But that's really interesting that it the coffee itself, which kind of makes sense, overpowers any taste that would come from the
Yeah,
mushrooms.
yeah. Sometimes, you might, get a little earthy taste, but you really don't taste the mushroom. You wouldn't be able to tell.
Okay. Very cool. And so is this, I mean, obviously the brand is based around the mushrooms. Is the thought that you guys would continue growing by adding more flavors? Do you guys think there's like other mushrooms out there that you could add in? Or are there other additives? Like what's like the future of the brand look like?
So we have a lot of products in the pipeline. We use five mushrooms. That's like our signature blend throughout the product line. But there are a couple other mushrooms that are, have tremendous benefits that, we might introduce in the future. But we want to keep our signature five that we see the most, potential in, and keep that consistent throughout the brand. So right now we have the classic coffee. We have decaf because, a lot of people enjoy drinking coffee, but they're very sensitive to caffeine. So
Yeah.
we created decaf, and that's more popular than we ever thought it would be.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it almost sells as much as just the classic coffee.
It's so funny. That's one that I've never understood. But again, I love coffee with caffeine. I'm definitely a
Oh
caffeine
yeah,
addict. My
with
grandma
you.
was a big decaf fan, and I was always like, "Why? What's the point? Like, I
Yeah,
don't think it tastes
yeah.
that good without the caffeine." But obviously, I'm wrong. I'm not in the, in the group of people who believes that.
Right. Well, it's not caffeine free. It's just low on caffeine. So decaf, that was a misconception I had as well.
Oh.
I thought decaf had no caffeine. It's just like very low in caffeine.
Oh, interesting.
So,
Oh, so there's still some.
yeah, there's still some, but not a lot. And I love caffeine. I'll drink it every morning. But I think the people with the decaf is, they might be sensitive to caffeine, but also, and so, but they also like that morning ritual of drinking a cup of coffee. It just like kind of starts your day off.
Yeah.
They enjoy the taste of coffee. So, but they don't want, the jitters that they would get from caffeine and the negative side effects that actually the mushrooms help mitigate.
Got it. That makes a ton of sense. And for you guys, so there's a lot in the pipeline.
So I'll go through our whole line now.
Oh
So
yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
we have the classic, the decaf. We have caramel pecan, which we're gonna, with the new packaging, it's just gonna be caramel. We have chocolate hazelnut, and with the new packaging, it's just gonna be hazelnut. And then we're releasing a new flavor, French vanilla.
Ooh,
And
nice.
yeah, and then we're doing decaf French vanilla. Since the regular decaf is doing so well, we're like, you know what? Let's give them an option between for a flavored decaf as well. Instant coffee just got released this month, so that's available on Amazon and our website, newroast.com. So that you could just mix with hot or cold water. So you can make iced coffee, hot coffee. It's a 35 serving jar. It's a smaller jar, so it's easy to travel with as well. So if you're
Nice.
going away, all you need is, hot or cold water. You could just mix it right up, add
Oh, very cool.
creamer or whatever you want. Yeah. So I know a lot of people that don't have a coffee machine or a French press or anything like that, but they enjoy coffee. So this is, easy and convenient way for them to have new roasts and, have the benefits of the mushrooms as well.
That's awesome.
So yeah, so we and then, eventually when we want to get into tea,
Okay,
yeah,
like
mushroom
mushroom
tea.
tea.
Yeah, exactly.
Is
So
that even a thing right now? I don't know if I've ever seen that.
there's a couple brands that have it. But there's some mushrooms that really help with, calming and help you relax. So it's good for the nighttime. So we want to, have a daytime drink and have a nighttime drink as well.
Ooh, I love it.
Yeah. And then, we definitely we had creamer for a little while, the powdered creamer. It was like coconut powder and mushrooms.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, but that was the logistics behind that was super, super difficult. And it wasn't at our standard of, it didn't mix really well, and we had some issues with it. So we were like, we don't want to sell anything that we're not completely happy with and that we're proud of and we're, excited to share with our family and friends. So we discontinued that until we find the proper manufacturer with good quality, ingredients. So that's on hold for now, but hopefully in the near future we can get creamer as well. So you can have, mushroom coffee with mushroom creamer. We recently released launched K-Cups.
Oh, cool. I was going to ask if you guys
Yeah.
think about that. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and that sold out super quickly, and the lead time to get that done is forever. So we're looking, to see if we can find a manufacturer that'll do that in, more timely manner. So we're going to be releasing that as well. So
Because that one's
yeah,
got to be
so
tough, right? Because you have to, I'm assuming you're sourcing the little cups.
yeah,
And you're
exactly.
sourcing the combination, and it all has to be
And
done at the same
the
place.
box,
Oh, the box too. Yeah.
yeah. And then, the box with shipping is a little bit difficult too, because these boxes can get crushed. So you can't have them in the mailers. You have to have it in the cardboard box so that, it doesn't get all crushed up.
Right.
So yeah, there's a bunch of difficulties there. So we're gonna get back into it because we wanna have every method available. So if you have a Keurig machine, we have the K-Cups. If you have coffee machine, we have the ground coffee. If you don't have either of them, we have the instant coffee, So we want to cover everything so that any coffee drinker can try New Roast and experience the benefits.
That's awesome. And do you guys have aspirations to be like, do you have any current, I when I think of coffee brands, I always think about like, I don't know,
Folgers.
Starbucks, Folgers, yeah, the
Yeah.
Maxwell House, like they're just like
Right.
the enormous, just like cheap coffee brands. Do you guys
Right.
have aspirations to be at that level? Like, 'cause at that level, I would assume where you're in every retail door and you're
Right.
everywhere like that probably no longer can be just an automated thing. You probably need a pretty big team, and that's
Right.
probably a huge company, I'm assuming. Do you guys have aspirations to
Yeah.
go to that level, or do you guys think you can, do you want to scale this to a point where it's still a small team? Maybe it's just you two. What do you guys think that like the 1, 3, 5, I don't know what the timeline looks like, but
Right, right.
kind of like a not, maybe not an end goal, but a more mature state company looks like for you guys.
Yeah, so I actually think about this a lot. Like, we're in a place right now where it's, very low overhead, small team, just me and him, and we, hire freelance workers here and there as needed. And for a little bit, I was, offered an opportunity to open up a coffee shop.
Oh, cool. For
So
Neurost?
yeah, like I was looking into some spaces to, open up a New Roast Cafe, So
Interesting.
yeah,
And I feel like in New York, that would probably, I mean, the chance of that being popular is pretty high.
Yeah, like a superfood cafe. So like these mushrooms are considered to be superfoods because, it's really rich in and nutritious and all of that. So a superfood cafe is like very unique, and New Yorkers would love that.
Oh yeah, I bet.
But I have my sister and brother-in-law out in Minnesota, and they own, a bunch of different businesses like, strip malls, gas stations, grocery
Wow.
stores, and stuff like that. And, I consulted with them a little bit, and it's really difficult to manage and scale. So, you really just need to like love owning a coffee shop and being there and dealing with people and employees and a number of things. So like, if your employee is sick, you have somebody to, cover for them, and it's,
It's probably 180 degrees away from
yeah,
what like the automated
exactly.
brand side is
Yeah,
doing.
so I had to like really think very deeply about this. I'm like, do I want to get myself into this? And like, what if I want to be traveling a lot or move somewhere else? It really ties you down, and you would have a long-term lease, like a 10-year lease or something on a
Oh yeah,
property.
there's probably a lot of capital
So,
that goes into it just to get going.
and then also the large amount of capital, and no matter how great the idea, it's still a risk,
Yeah, 'cause would you guys have would you still have to have like a co-man, or would you produce product that you're selling online out of this location too?
So the cool thing about this coffee shop would be it would be like a retail store for Nuro's products, but also a coffee shop. So
Sure.
most coffee shops are just selling cups of coffee, and they're not selling bags, or they probably do, but it's not like, a large portion of their business.
Right.
So, that's what was the cool part about this is we'd be selling our products, and then we'd also, have the cafe, the coffee shop, and it would add legitimacy to the business.
Yeah,
And,
yeah,
we
yeah.
could take a bunch of pictures there and have it on our site, and it's a cool idea, but is it worth it? You know what I mean?
Well, it's funny. It sounds like you guys have had a lot. I mean, you've been in business for 5 years, and on the surface, it seems like you guys were able to automate it, stand it up, and you're scaling it. It's been like just smooth sailing, but we've already even, in what, 45, 50 minutes here of talking, I've already heard of five or six different could have been potential, maybe not necessarily like issues or problems or disasters, but they were definitely like turning points in the story where you guys, if you could have, if you would have opened, and was that before COVID?
No, it was actually recently, and
Okay.
within the year, and it was a good deal on a lease and stuff like that, but you still need to build out the place, and
Yeah.
just an espresso machine alone could be 20 grand, so
I was gonna say, yeah,
they're
there's some
really
that are
expensive.
crazy.
So there's a large initial investment, and then there's a lot of work that goes into it afterwards, and it's like, do I spend my time creating this coffee shop and cafe, and or do I, channel all of that time and energy into Nuro's online business where I could reach the entire country and, potentially other countries as well,
Right.
rather than just serving my local community. And
Yeah.
that's ultimately what, when I thought about that, I was like, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense for me to spend all of my time on this coffee shop serving just, locally, rather than Nuro's and expanding the business, throughout the country and other countries, and growing that way.
That makes a ton of sense. Good advice you got, because I would have to agree. Don't know anything about running a coffee shop, but I can only imagine like the time and energy that would suck. I mean, unless you had someone managing the day to day, which would
And then
also
that
cost
cuts into
money.
your, yeah, exactly. And
Right.
then when you look into the margins of a coffee shop and the expenses and all of that, it's really tough to be profitable and do well and then scale. I mean, and then I was like, what's my ultimate goal? Like, I thought about my 5, 10 year. Would it be just to have one coffee shop? No, I would want to, create a chain and franchise it and really become huge and all over the place. And
Yeah.
it's like, again, like, is it worth it? Do I
Yeah.
want to
No, that's
spend all that time
interesting.
and energy?
Sure. So if you're obviously you didn't go down that route, is the goal then to get Neuro Roast into like, different
Whole
retailers?
Foods.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's like Whole Foods and some of those
Right.
on the horizon.
So we're in about like, say like maybe a dozen retail places at the moment. And you know, once we get the new packaging, which is more retail friendly, it's slimmer, it fits better on a shelf, we're going to really double down on that and try to get into as many retail stores as possible. But our primary source of income and focus is online, so Amazon and our website. But we definitely want to get into as many retail stores as possible.
Yeah. How quickly do you think when can people listening to this, how long do you think it'll be till you guys are in the Whole Foods of the world? Do you guys have any plans or ideas?
I mean, our aspiration is, you know, within a year.
Okay.
That would be really awesome if we can get into Whole Foods within a year, or other big, you know, retailers. But, you know, we're going to start small, you know, getting into as many smaller shops as we can, build our portfolio there, and you know, work our way up there.
Love it.
So yeah, that's the ultimate goal, really. To be in front of everybody's faces. They can get, you know, Nuros at Whole Foods, for instance, and order it online. And, you know, we would just want to make it as available as possible for everybody.
That's awesome. And once you guys make the jump into retail, do you think will that be the change in the business that'll require you guys to go full time into this?
I think so. I think so. I think retail, you know, kind of complicates things a little bit. Because there's a lot of logistics involved and managing and all of that. So I think that's the point where we're going to have to build out our team a little bit more. You know, online is very low maintenance. Like if you're selling on Amazon, it, you know, pretty much does its own thing, and your website does its own thing. And especially with, you know, our, you know, partnerships with our coffee roasters and our suppliers, they make everything super, super easy for us. So at the moment, things are really simple, but you know, as you grow, you know, we're gonna have to expand the team and start getting some people involved with us.
Definitely. That makes sense. No, it's cool. You guys have, in my opinion, you're at a really cool inflection point.
Yeah.
Not having any major retailers yet, you guys just have so much room for opportunity and growth, which is exciting. That's super cool.
Right. And that kind of ties back into what I was saying before about, like, you know, building it out as much as we can. And doing as much as we possibly can before, you know, taking in any investments or anything like that. So we still have a lot more potential. You know, we're doing pretty well, but we're always trying to be better and get into more places and sell to more people and really put our brand out there. So in the
Love it.
meantime, yeah, we're just growing organically and doing our thing.
Very, very cool. Love it. Well, I mean, you guys have a really cool story, and I was telling you right before we hit record, thank you. You guys sent me
Of course.
some, and so I'm pumped to try it tomorrow morning. As we get towards the end of the hour, Moomin, I have a couple questions I love to ask everyone that comes on here.
Of
So I'm
course.
gonna fire away with those. The first one is, and you're a great person to ask this, 'cause I think a lot of people listening fall into this boat. So you're obviously running Neuro Roast. You also have a full-time job. So what tools do you use to not only plan out all these goals that you're talking about, yearly goals, further out than that, all the way down to daily tasks? Are you a pen and paper kind of guy? Do you have some sort of task management app? Do you have are you a calendar
Yeah.
guy? Whatever it is you use, what can you share that with the audience today?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I live by my calendar, the calendar on my phone. If it's not on my calendar, I'm gonna forget about it. So
Yeah.
I try to put everything I can in my calendar. You know, so nothing gets forgotten about. And then in terms of like day-to-day tasks, I use the notepad in my iPhone. I think that's like key to me, you know. So you know, I can have one for the week, one for the month, and one for the day, and I just knock them out. And it's a good feeling when you just, you know, knock them out, you know, delete them off or check them off on your notepad.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, so that you set your goals and you're actually accomplishing them and not forgetting about things. I like to, in the beginning of the year, so that's coming up real soon, I like to set, you know, annual goals. And then in the beginning of each month, I like to set monthly goals of, you know, things that tasks that if I were to complete this month or this week or this year, that I would be like really, really happy and stoked about. So, yeah, primarily my calendar and the notepad.
Love it. So even in the notepad, do you have like a do you have a note with your annual goals and then another one with how you like month like breaking that down, like what do we need to get done this month to be like take a step forward?
Exactly. I usually do the annual goals on paper, and I'll
Okay.
have that, and I'll try to read it, throughout the year as much as possible. And then for the month and the week and the day, I do the notepad.
Okay.
The
Love it. Love it.
notepad
So you
and
have a
the
little bit of
phone.
a hybrid between pen and paper.
Exactly. Yeah, the annual goals are like really like, aspirational, like big goals, and I want to have that written, and I want to like, read it often and remind myself of them, so I'm, going in the right direction. But the day-to-day tasks, that's just in the notepad, and I can just knock them off, and it's convenient.
Love it. No, that's really great. I love that. For everyone listening, this next one is one of my favorites. It's source of knowledge. So just think recently if you had a podcast or a book or an article, anything that you thought was really interesting that you want to share with the audience today.
My primary source of knowledge is YouTube. Like I that's I without YouTube, it would have been difficult to start New Roast and a number of other businesses,
Oh, so you use YouTube to like figure stuff out
yeah,
for business.
absolutely,
Oh, very cool.
absolutely. I mean, we had to learn as we go. We had to learn, we created our own website, and neither of us have created a website before, so we needed to learn how to do that. Amazon, as could be really difficult to
Oh,
work
yeah.
with and really difficult to navigate. So we've used YouTube a ton for that. So anything you want to learn and anything you don't know can be solved with a quick YouTube video. There's a lot of really great people on YouTube and educators and helpful people out there. So that's my go-to. If I need to get something done or I don't understand something, I go right to YouTube. And figure it out there. I also love audiobooks. I mean, I do a decent amount of driving, so when I'm listening to music, I feel like I'm kind of like wasting my time. So I
Oh
just
yeah, same.
throw yeah. So I just I love audiobooks. I'm not a very quick reader. It's difficult for me to like pick up a book and physically read a book, as much as I'd love to. But I love audiobooks, and I, constantly have them on.
I love that. I'm a big audiobook guy too. I pretty much do all of my reading on audiobooks now. I mean,
Yeah,
that's pretty much everything for
it's
me.
super convenient because when you're doing like mindless tasks and or driving or anything like that, or even in the gym,
Yeah.
just
Yeah,
put on an audiobook.
I do at the end of every workout, I've been doing it for almost 3 years. I do basically it's like two laps around a chat track of just body weight lunges. So I just
Oh,
that's like
wow.
my conditioning. And the guy I learned it from, he calls it lunge and learning because it's like when I do it, I put an audiobook on and like it's crazy because it's like 20 minutes a day around ish, about all in. So you think about 20 minutes a day of listening to an audiobook or a podcast, what that adds up to over a year. It's like a shit ton of time
Yeah, I
that
mean, that's
I've just
over
spent
2 hours
learning.
a week. It's like,
Yeah, it's
like
crazy.
maybe 9 hours a month. That's a ton. Yeah.
It's a
So it's
ton.
like maybe like a book a month.
Yeah, exactly. So I can
That's
usually hammer
perfect.
out about 12 a year just from doing it during like the end of my workout, which is great.
I love that. I mean,
Yeah.
I'm not, I tend to skip legs a bunch, so I might have to implement that lunge and learn situation.
I'll send you the guy I learned it from, his stuff. It's
Yes, please.
the best conditioning on the planet, man. It's nuts.
That's
It's it'll
awesome.
humble you. It humbles me every day.
Absolutely. I'm already not looking forward to it, but I'd like to turn that into one of my habits.
Yeah, I love it. No, that's cool. The YouTube one is great too. I've learned so much from that. It's funny, and one that you've probably done this too, but I've gotten to a habit, even just when I'm like cooking lunch real quick, or like when I sit down to eat, taking a break from work. I throw on Shark Tank reruns
Oh,
constantly on
love Shark
YouTube.
Tank.
Yeah, but it's wild when you think about that. Like, I probably do that again. I do that a lot of lunches throughout the year. And think about
Yeah.
like how many pitches I've heard and like the questions. Like, I feel
Exactly.
like even that, like if I was ever, not that I'm saying I would like get a deal on Shark Tank, but damn, I've listened to a lot of those episodes and you kind of get a sense of like what they're looking for, what they're asking. So that can apply to anything you're doing
Yeah,
if you
I
haven't done it.
absolutely love it. Yeah, and you learn the terminologies that they're using, the different metrics that they're looking for and what makes a good pitch, what makes a bad pitch. I think that's super important. We get told all the time, they're like, you guys need to get on Shark Tank.
Yeah, it's amazing
So
how many I don't I it's funny. As for as much as I watch reruns on YouTube, I rarely ever watch it. Like it's weird. It's like Friday
On
night.
TV.
It's a weird time. If it was like on a normal like week, like a Monday through Thursday, like at a normal time, I'd probably watch it live.
I
But
probably would too, yeah.
yeah, but I've never like it's like Friday at 6. Like who's sitting in front of the TV
No,
Friday
no
at 6
one.
usually? But it's interesting how many brands recently I've been hearing of getting shots at. I don't know if they're just like they're moving to a lot more food and beverage, or I just it's just random. But it seems like I've been hearing a lot more of food and beverage brands getting opportunities than I remember.
Wow. It's
That
probably
show's
because
cool.
they
You
had
should. You
some,
could always apply, you know?
Oh, I thought they reached out to you, but I guess, yeah, it would make sense that you apply and, they filter through and they
I think
see.
it can go both ways for sure.
Right,
Yeah,
right.
I think there is an application process. I'm sure they get so many. There might be some you know. I'm sure if they find you online or if they find you in retail, I'm sure there's
Right.
just a whole team that just sends inbound to whoever's in charge of filtering through that. But
Yeah, and I think they probably have had a lot of success in the food and beverage industry, and that's why, maybe they're, going towards that.
yeah, I would think so. Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of deals on there. And again, I'm not even up to speed, probably. I just watch reruns on YouTube, so I don't even know what season they're on. But
But it's
that's
always
super cool,
fun.
man. Well, very good. That's a great piece of advice for everyone listening. The last question is the most important, is where can people who've been listening today, how can they find you, follow you, whether it's LinkedIn or social media, and how can they find the brand and ultimately try the product?
Absolutely, yeah. So, you could, if anybody wants to reach me or follow me, I mean, LinkedIn is always great. It's just my name, Mumin El Tayeb. I'm also on Instagram, so my first name separated with an underscore last name. If you'd like to purchase New Roast, we actually created a special code for your viewers.
Nice. All right.
Shane White, and it's we don't typically give discounts this large, but we're offering a 50% discount for your viewers if they use
Damn.
Shane White. Yeah.
All
So
right.
we want people to be able to experience and try this for as low as possible. So each customer will have the opportunity to use that code once, and try the product. So we want you to try it for as cheaply as possible, and if you enjoy it, you continue buying it. There's the code Shane White on our website, newroast.com. You could also find us on Amazon if that's more convenient for you. And we're on social media, so New Roast on Instagram, on Facebook, and we recently got TikTok and we've been active
Oh,
there a little
nice.
bit.
Hell yeah.
You could find us pretty much anywhere.
That's exciting. Well, thank you so much for that. I mean, people hopefully will jump all over that. That's a hell of a deal if you're listening. So definitely check that out. We'll add all that to the show notes so people can find it easily
Awesome.
and appreciate you taking the time, man. It was great to
Of
connect and
course.
learn a lot more about the brand and how you went 0 to 1.
I appreciate it. And it's been an honor being on your show. You've had some really awesome people on your show, so I'm excited to be one of
Yeah, absolutely, man. No, it was a blast. We'll have you on. We'll have to do another one once you crack into some retail too, just to hear how that process went. I think that'd be
Yeah, I
really
would
cool.
love to.
Awesome, man. Well, thank you so much. Can't wait to try it in the morning, and we'll talk soon, buddy.
Thank you, Shane. Take care.